They look as if they could hardly bear my weight. Just then a lion leaped from the bushes at the edge of the waterhole, and the frightened stag ran across the open field. He could run much faster than the lion, who was quickly left behind. But when the stag ran into the forest at the other side of the field, he ran into trouble. His antlers became tangled in some vines hanging from a tree. As the lion was catching up with him, the stag struggled frantically to free himself and thought, "What a fool I am! As long as I could use my skinny legs, I could outrun that lion. But here I am now, trapped by the antlers I admired so much."
The Lion and the Mouse. A lion who was stalking a deer in the forest almost stepped on a mouse one morning.
"Please, Mr. Lion," squeaked the mouse, "don't eat me. Why, I'd barely be a mouthful for you."
"You're right," said the lion, and he carefully stepped around the tiny creature. Later that same day, the mouse found the lion trapped in a net which had been set by hunters to capture wild animals. With his sharp teeth, the mouse soon gnawed through the tangles in the net, and the lion was free.
"Thanks a lot, little friend. Now how can I repay you?" the lion asked.
"Never mind," the mouse said. "After all, you let me go free earlier today, and one good turn deserves another."
Pleasing everyone. Since an old man and his son wanted to sell their donkey at the village market far away from their home, they had to take the animal along a dusty country road to the town. They had just left their home when a neighbor called to them. "Why are both of you walking when you have a donkey?" the neighbor asked. "One of you ride and the other can lead him." "That's a good idea," the old man said, and put his son on the donkey while he continued to lead. They were about halfway to town when three women standing by the side of the road scolded the boy. "You should be ashamed of yourself riding while your father has to walk," one of the women said. "Is the donkey so weak that he can't carry both of you?" "You're right, I guess," the old man said. "Let me get on behind you, son." The donkey, carrying the old man and his son, had almost reached the town when a group of villagers began laughing at them. "You should be carrying that poor beast instead of making him carry both of you," one of the villagers said. "I suppose so," the old man said reluctantly, as he and his son got down. With the help of the still laughing villagers, they tied the animal to a pole so they could carry it the rest of the way to the market. But as they were crossing the bridge just before the marketplace, the donkey kicked loose from the pole and fell into the stream and drowned. "Our donkey is dead now, and it should teach us," the old man said sadly to his son. "Whenever we try to please everyone, we lose."